up, guys? This is Lisa Bilyeu. I'm just going to be honest. I think I actually deserve a PhD title in knowing how to have a successful long-distance relationship. Because I'm telling you guys, this was over 22 years ago when I met Tom. We were living in different countries. There was no social media. There was no FaceTime. And yet, we were still able, with a distance between us, to still progress our relationship. But it ain't easy. I'm not here to say it is easy, guys. And so, are you willing? Are you actually willing to put in the time and effort in order to figure out how you are able to maintain and actually strengthen your long-distance relationship? Well, the hubby and I go deep, as always, and give real, actual daily tactics on how you can stay connected while you're apart. Trust me, don't lose hope, guys. It is possible, and me and the hubby are here today to express and show you exactly how. So, without further ado, let's dive into Relationship Theory on Women of Impact right now. And guys, if this brought you value, if this really did improve your relationship or improve your mindset in a relationship, please, please do subscribe and leave a review. It would be so freaking meaningful to me. All right, now let's get into the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I'm your co-host, Tom Bilyeu. I am here with my amazing wife, Lisa, and we're gonna be talking about how to make long distance relationships work.
This is from Levin. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. What are some best practices for making a long distance relationship work?
So one, the thing that we talked about before, ground rules, making sure that you have the rules of engagement. That is super critical. Defining things so that everybody's clear about what is important to everybody else. Words, so the calling three times is very similar to saying it's important or I promise, which are things that we've gone through and actually defined them out so that they're not just words left to random interpretation. If somebody says it's important, that means in the Bilyeu household, you drop whatever the fuck you are doing and you address that thing. And the person never uses it flippantly because they know it means drop whatever you're doing and come address this. Mm-hmm. But at least now we have a way where it's like the person's never gonna go, oh my God, I didn't realize it was that important to you.
What?
So it's just ultra, ultra clear.
And we only use that like once or twice a year. So you can't abuse it, going back to something you said earlier.
Right. And then promise is another thing that we use where if you say you promise you're gonna do something, fucking do it. Like under no circumstances. Not like, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, it's promise, like, promise.
Right. It's, I promise I'm going to do that. Even at great personal expense, I will make sure that that thing happens. And so again, it's so everybody knows like what's going on. So if you pull me aside and you're like, remember, this is important to me. It's like, it just rings in such a different way. And normally if I hear that, I'm like, yeah, I'm pulling my phone out and setting an alarm right now because the last thing I want to do is forget. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stuff is super, super important. And then remembering that at the end of the day, there's no substitute for proximity. So you have to be working at all times to find ways to spend time together. And I'm just not a big believer in the reality of a permanently long distance relationship. I think that you can bridge a gap with a long distance relationship, but at some point you're basically just saying, I only want to be 30% in a relationship. And look, if that's your thing, mm-hmm. that's very fine, but let's all just state that up front. Look, what I like about this is that I have my free time. Everybody knows like the reality of the relationship. You don't want one person thinking, oh, this is temporary, and then the other person keeps taking those jobs that take them to Minsk.
Good,
little Friends
baby.
Reference.
Huh? I'm so impressed.
Well, you were singing earlier, so I felt I've really got to also do an equally obscure reference. So I think that's really important.
Oh, Yemen. And,
see, that's so obscure that I only vaguely remember that. I think that's really important for people to make sure they're on the same mm-hmm. page, so that there's no resentment, so that years don't go by and one person mm-hmm. thinks we're moving towards one thing, the other person thinks we're moving towards something else.
That's actually really important. Like, what are we moving towards? Like, just defining that from the get-go, because if for me and you, like, we wanted to be together, mm-hmm. so every step of the way we were trying to figure out how to get together, and we knew that that was going to be our end goal, versus like, well, let's just see how things go. Mm. Oh, what's happening in the next few months? It was like, okay, we want to be together. How do we make that happen?
Yeah. And in the beginning, it was just the, oh, we'll see. I just want to come see you. But we communicated through it all. So as it began changing it was like we just defined that out, laid it out, found ways to keep coming together. We always knew when the next time we were going to see each other mm-hmm. was. I think that was probably really helpful. Even times where it was like, I'm not going to see you for 2 or 3 months. It's like, at least I know when that is. Mm-hmm. And so I remember doing like a big countdown, super random, doing a big countdown. I've been counting down for months and it finally got to 9 days. And on the day that I was supposed to click it over to 9, 2 planes crashed into the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And you ended up getting delayed like another month or something. And I was obviously crestfallen for what was happening in the world, but then just heartbroken. I remember staring at the 10 that was above the door and just being so upset and like ripping it all down because it was supposed to be this joyous day of it going to single digits and then ended up being like this world-changing event. It was crazy.
Yeah. You said something that made me think, I guess just like having a plan really, like what is that end goal? And then, yeah, I mean, communication is so important. And like, if I was to redo it, because when me and you were dating long distance, we didn't have Skype. There was no, I mean, it literally was a fortune to call. There was no texting. So there was email and phone calls, period. And you were at work during the day, so it was really hard for us to talk. So pretty much we had to email that. Like, that was our form of communication. And we'd write love letters to each other, which I still have.
Right.
Which I still have all of them, which are amazing. But we were being romantic even in the process of when we were apart. And I think that that's really important. If I was to redo it again now, I would like book date night with you. And I would even do things like...
How would we date night?
So I would...
With like Skype or something?
Yeah. So I would probably set up a TV. This is in fact exactly what I would do.
Let's hear it.
Up a TV. I would Skype you from the TV and I would have you maybe do something on your end that's similar to my end. So like light a candle, maybe put it in the foreground. So it kind of is like we're blending. So I would kind of do, I would do things like that. I would just be really creative. Maybe I would like have, music, I guess you play through both speakers. That doesn't make sense, but I would try to find things. Like I would watch a movie with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I would set up as if you were like sitting next to me. I would do silly little things like that. So I just think like finding ways that you can connect while you're apart is going to be really important, because for me and you, I mean, the reason why we got into business together is because we're changing and growing so much. There's little things that you just miss if you're not with somebody. And it's one, and this is just my opinion. Like you said, some people may love the long distance and if it works for them, amazing. But for me, like I want to be a part of those changes that you're encountering, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if I'm not with you every day or seeing that, then I don't feel like I'm a part of it. And then I think when you're apart in general, I mean, it's like when you travel and you're in business, we're just living different lives, right? I mean, and we're doing it for the same thing. We're doing it for the business. We're doing it for each other. We're doing it for the family, the company, but it still feels like we're living separate lives. And I would worry that over time that would only get worse. So whether you're sitting next to me or you're across the other side of the world, I think it's really important to always find ways that you guys can always connect and bond.
Yeah, for sure. And then you ready for some extraordinarily bad advice?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for bad advice.
Brace yourself. Here we go.
Go on.
This wouldn't have felt like bad advice 10 years ago, but even though I think that they need some substitute for this, you need to talk and make sure it is a gift that is desired. I want to be really fucking clear about that. You need to communicate and find out if it is a gift that is desired. But like, I would want you to send me nude photos. For sure.
Oh.
Like there is like a realm of like when there's, you're far apart, so there's no sex, like a little bit of phone sex, like was super awkward. I will say that. But once you like sort of get the flow going, it's better than nothing. And so you're keeping like that spark alive, doing sexy things, sending sexy photos. Again, is a terrible idea.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't want you to send me naked photos.
Yeah, dude, I get that.
But I would be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. You have to make sure
Hang on, let me think about that. It's not the same response.
Right.
So if I was to send you nude photos, you would have a very sexual response, I would hope. With me, I actually probably would want you to send me photos, but it wouldn't be for the sexual response. It would be like, I would feel like I'm being intimate with you.
Yeah.
So it's actually more for the mind than it is the sexual part.
For you.
For me, that's what I mean. But we would talk about that because I wouldn't want you to expect me to go, oh yeah, baby. Because like that wouldn't be my response if you send me a naked picture.
And to be honest, like I wouldn't think to send you a nude photo of myself thinking that you would find it attractive. Mm. What I would probably do is try to find sort of female-friendly porn images and send you that, or maybe even links, and send you stuff like that, and we could watch it at the same time or something like that. But, and that's why it is so critical to make sure you ask your partner, like, I can't stress this enough. Like, if people hear this and go, that's my license to send a dick pic, it's like, oh my God. Like, you have fundamentally misunderstood female sexuality. Yeah. But finding something where you can connect, like keep it a little bit hot, a little bit spicy. But everything nowadays that you, even once you take a picture of it, even if you don't send it, high risk, man, high risk.
I would send you a gift package. I would do like little gift boxes of like some fun stuff.
Kind of fun stuff.
I don't know.
I can't tell if this is on the back of the sex thing or if this is like
a mix of both.
Chocolates.
It would do a bit of both. I would buy like your favorite candy and I'd put it in, or like candy, if it was England and States, I would get candy that I knew you liked in England and I'd send it to you. And then maybe I would do a photo and put it in a frame with a sexy photo of me with it. Like I would kiss it with lipstick. Like I would try to be inventive. And that's one thing that me and you've always done, like way before Quest even started, is how do we find...
Can I tell you really fast? That is the female equivalent of a dick pic.
Oh, the photo with the lipstick.
Where I'd be like, the fuck is this? What am I supposed to do with this? Like, I got a framed photo of her and it's got like a lipstick kiss on it. It's like, homie, that's not what I'm into. Either send me a video game so I can just go play, which if you want to give me a gift, give that. Or like, really send me something.
That's so funny. Literally as I'm saying it, I'm like, you know, this is, I've nailed it.
I'm like, this
sounds amazing.
So
a photo
lame.
With a kiss.
I'd be like, now I have to be like, thank you so much.
I want to know how many
it's
people
so
listening, if couples are listening, how many of the women were like, yeah, I would do that too. And the guys are like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, I can't let a whole generation of men now receive this gift basket. People are like, fucking Tom didn't say a word. Yeah.
Oh, God, that was
so
funny.
This is like, just communicate. Women, like legit, I will speak for myself. Getting a close-up shot of your special bits would be amazing. I would love that the most. Yeah. And if I could get away with it, I'd make it my screensaver. I realize I can't. But vice versa, it does not work that way.
Right.
So like really just understanding the difference between like how a gift is received, not to give the gift you want, which, as we just elucidated, would be a mistake on both sides.
I was so
and just
like
also,
I nailed
there's
it.
Nothing creepier than a guy sending that, like, especially if it's unsolicited. Oh, God. And take a tip from Jeff Bezos, man. It doesn't play out well.
What's the tip from
Jeff Bezos sent a dick pic.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh.
And here's the worst part.
So, like,
I
his
get
wife
it.
Or something?
His girl. You haven't heard this whole story? He was having an affair.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, they split up. But the thing is, not to derail totally on dick pics, but I get it. I get the impulse. I've had the impulse. In fact, I'll just be honest. I have sent you a drunken picture of our mutual friend. And at that time, it was probably funny for you, but definitely not something where I thought, oh, she's going to think this is sexy. I just thought, this is going to be fun and funny. Because we were actually together.
Yeah.
And so I just was in the other room and I sent it to you. It wasn't like, you know, we were, God, this is so funny to know that my employees are listening to this.
You got it. And here's the thing, you're even lying a little more now.
Really? I actually don't think I'm lying.
We weren't in the next room.
Yeah, we were.
No, you went into the restroom.
Yeah, which you don't think is the next room?
Oh, I guess.
So yes, we were at a restaurant, but I was
really
still
spilling
at
our
least,
guts now.
I was at least
But here's the funny thing.
On my
in
own.
That moment, it was freaking amazing. I so didn't...
Amazing in quotes. It wasn't like you were super turned on by
it.
I'm not that delusional.
And I would never be like disillusional. No, I would never disillusion you. What's the phrase?
I'm not sure where you're going.
Like,
you don't have to disillusion me.
But I told you immediately.
It wasn't that I was turned on.
Yeah, it was not that I was turned on at all. But it was amazing. It was like so perfect because it made me giggle. And
yes, which is exactly the response every guy wants. I'm going to make my wife giggle. But the funny thing was, that's exactly how I intended it. Yes, it was meant to be racy and funny.
Exactly.
But that's going to come to haunt me one day.
But
of this, someone is hacking our like iStream as we speak. Looking for that photo.
But going back to communication, it is so important for us to know that. Because A, I wouldn't lie to you, right? So it's like, I don't want to have to pretend that I'm turned on by a photo that it doesn't serve.
That's why I had to speak about the kiss on the
picture frame. Yeah, which I appreciate. I really do. Because also it's like, encourage the behavior you want and discourage the behavior you don't want.
Truth.
And so if I'm going to lie to you because I'm afraid of your feelings. Now every morning I'm bloody waking up.
Yeah.
Right, but seriously, I would.
Broken
or you would actually think, like, okay, oh, we haven't been together for a while. I know that she liked it last time. Like, but I get it. Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that's not fair. So how do you navigate that? I think it really is just to be brutally honest with each other, but not take it personally.
Radically candid.
Radically candid. Yeah, I know you've changed that phrase.
Light on the brutal.
Yeah. But it's important because if I'm trying to solicit a response from you in a certain way, I want to know what is working. So if I want to turn you on, tell me what turns you on. And it's up to me if I want to do it or not. If I refuse to send a photo, then that is my, you know, I think very important for me to stand my ground. Now, I don't stand my ground. I'd more than happily send you nude photos. But yeah, I think it's super important.
Yeah, nobody should ever feel pressured, not your wife, not your anything, to send something you don't want to send. And like I said, it is really bad advice because fuck, that stuff, yeah.
But I think it doesn't have to be nude photos, but the truth of what you're saying is so strong about making sure that you're giving the gift that the person actually wants. So if you've got a long distance relationship, because you can't look someone in the eyes, you can't even see any micro expressions on their face, because sometimes you can pick up on it. You're like, I thought they'd like it, but I don't know if they did. Mm. They just did that for strange. You don't have that. So when you're long distance, all you really do have is the truth in your communication. And that's the most important time that you've got to be so candidly honest.
Yeah, and then I guess my real punchline, since sending nude photos is such terrible advice and you really shouldn't do it, is you have to find a way to keep the sexual spark alive. That's really my punchline.
Yes.